sweat the technique.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hey, the new ESPN Houston app is live. You can download the new version. The new app allows you to sign up and enter to win our giveaways. Hit the go button and you will see the new features that will include immediate access to the text and call-in line, all of our social media platforms, and our YouTube channel. Also, a chat feature in the app that listeners can use to interact with each other and the shows. The app is now available for Android as well on Google Play and for Google users as well. So have at it, have fun, and suck it, Twitchers.
Who's a fat guy in his underwear living in his mother's basement.
Those guys must be miserable today with no one paying any attention to them. Okay, so coming off of the last discussion and continuing it.
So I said there's a difference between expecting, you know, Jeremy Pena, who you the way you phrased it was, you know, the what you said, ALCS MVP, World Series MVP.
Right, that's one thing.
And then he has kind of a not a subpar, but he doesn't.
But multiple years where he's kind of who he is.
240, 250-ish, and then now all of a sudden he's, you know, all-star, 300 and whatnot. And then we see Jake Meyers, who's just kind of toiling, I guess would be a good word. And now all of a sudden he's hitting 300, right? And you said that you expect both of them to – your expectation is that both of them would kind of at some point fall back to earth.
I've always felt that way. I just don't believe that this here's is who they're going to be for the rest of their career.
Here's what why I think there's a difference.
Okay.
It is because we saw Pena reach a certain level previously, right? And there's always that sophomore slump kind of thing that we talk about with quarterbacks where they come out, they have a fantastic rookie season, they go through a sophomore slump, and then they find their footing in their third year and off they go and have a fantastic career. And that might be what we're seeing with Pena is that, and it's not necessarily like year over year comparison to quarterbacks, but he came out, he had a great rookie season. He kind of needed to find his footing after that, and now he's found it. He's found a home at the top of the lineup. He's protected by great hitters behind him. He's thriving, and off he goes and has a great rest of his career. But he did it before, which means he can do it again. Jake has never done it. Mm-hmm. Jake has never done it, and that's why I don't feel like this is something he can sustain or that is sustainable or that he'll ever do again. Or I shouldn't say won't or can't, but – I just don't have expectations or hope that he will. Pena, on the other hand, since he's done it before, since he's a MVP of the World Series, which is not something you should take lightly, I do feel like this is something he can sustain because he has achieved something like that in the past. And that's why I think the two go in different directions for me, and Pena will go on to do great things, and Jake hopefully will, but I just don't have the confidence in it.
See,
does that make sense?
I understand what you're saying. It's just, like, to me, I've always looked at Jake as a guy that I thought was almost to the point of misevaluated along the way. Because I understand he's a really good defensive outfielder. I've never taken that away from him. I also think that he had a massive step back when he hit the wall, when he hit the warning track, when he all the things he did to his shoulder diving in, and then he was a deer in the headlights. And from a batting perspective, for the majority of his time with the Astros, he's looked like a deer in the headlights. He's looked like a less than hitter as good as he is as a defender. All of a sudden now, suddenly he's hitting the baseball. Does that mean that I'm supposed to forget everything that I've ever seen and believe that from this point going forward he's going to be great? I don't. I do hear what you're saying about Pena. I do know that because of the way he started his career in the playoffs and then what we're seeing right now, of the two, I would say that there's a better chance that you can get me to believe Pena can be more consistently like what he is now than what he's been for the majority of his career. Although I still have my doubts, and I think it's fair to be able to have doubts because of the fact those other couple of years hasn't been great.
Okay. I don't blame you for the skepticism or the cynicism, but I mean, it's nothing to sneeze at to be a World Series MVP on a team like the Astros had. With when you consider, one, he was who he had to replace. You know what I mean? It was the World Series. He was a rookie. We're not talking about a second-year guy. We're not talking about a guy with, you know, like, when you consider everything that surrounded what he did and accomplished, it is a pretty special thing that he did. And I think that speaks to how special of a player he could be for the life of his career. I think he just had to kind of, you know, have that sophomore slump, find his footing, and he has, and he's found a home in his lineup, kind of like what we saw with Springer and what we saw with Bregman. Once those guys figured things out and Springer found a home at the top of the lineup, and then Springer became George Springer. But before that, he was just kind of a guy.
So you're expecting Peña to have that Springer kind of breakout?
Yep.
Oh, that's a bold take.
That's pretty bold.
Yep.
I
look what happened when, and I got, you remember, Joel, you remember on this show, I said they should move Springer to the top of the lineup, and people,
you did say that.
People said I was an idiot. I didn't know sports, that they should fire me.
See, there's a difference. I said that it had nothing to do with Springer.
To be fair, they were right about all those things, yeah, but you were still good on Springer.
But when I said they should move Springer to leadoff, people, I got flamed. People were sending messages. I literally still will go visit the ESPN post where a guy was like, "You're a moron. They should fire you. You have no business being on air."
I thought I took that down.
No, no. I still were going, "Hey, just checking in. How's this going?" But like, once that happened, everything changed for him, for that lineup, and it is very similar to what is happening right now with Peña. Peña was good before, and Springer was good before, but they are approaching that level of, I won't say greatness, but really good to superstar caliber type stuff.
I hope you're right.
I do too.
I'm not predicting
it will, but I'm saying it could.
I mean,
look, the you know,
I mean, as they say, if my aunt had outdoor plumbing, it could be my uncle. I mean, I don't know. I mean, everything could. I just don't know if I feel good enough that Peña. He could, but he also could go right back to what he was. Of the two, do I believe more in Jeremy Peña? I do, but I still see the swing and miss. I still see the chasing of a lot of the
But
the,
Springer did the, that. Springer was a free swinging guy.
Hit for power with a hit bombs.
Oh,
hit
was, listen, you don't think Peña can hit for power?
Not like Springer.
He hasn't done it yet.
Yeah, not like Springer.
His high in home runs is what, 21?
Yeah,
and that was his rookie year.
Yeah, I have a feeling that'll come. I think the power numbers come. I think the plate discipline has to improve a little bit before the power numbers can come. That dude, he's strong like bull. I think the power numbers are in there. He just has to find the plate discipline first to be able
to produce.
That's the
thing. That's what I'm talking about. I still see the old Jeremy Peña with the lack of plate discipline that can rear its head.
Well, but it's way better. I mean, I don't know what his numbers are, but I bet if we go and look at like his, you know, his weighted on base average and all those numbers, I bet are just drastically better. And at a position in the lineup
doesn't
where they
make
have
a career.
To be, but at a position in the lineup where they have to be better.
But one half of a season, one half of a year doesn't make a career in terms of what he's done so far. Has it been great? Yes. Do I believe it's going to continue? To some degree. Do I think this is who he's going to be the rest of his career?
But you know what?
I hope so, but I don't think so.
But you know what? You know who I think also kind of feels like I do? I think Jose Altuve probably believes that.
He'll pump anybody up on
his own team. But I think that there's something to that. I don't think it was just a matter
of teammates.
No, I don't think it was just a matter of I need 10 extra seconds between ABs and the outfield type thing. I think it was a matter of I believe in him. I think he could be a good leadoff hitter for this team, and I think he's the right guy for the position.
I disagree with you.
I do. I that's fine if you disagree, but so, I think he truly believed that.
I pulled up the Baseball Savant page for.
Well, you really do love that site, don't you?
My goodness,
is this your porn? Is this? Do you have your pants on right now, bro?
No,
I swear to God, if I stand up and see your pants
from the waist up,
this is disgusting.
I mean, yeah, you should see what happens when I'm looking at him in free time. No, but like Jeremy Peña's, like you look at, he's got a lot of red on the pro.
Me too. I cannot erase that from my head.
If you hear me throw it up in the background, Brian, you'll know why.
It's because, like, yeah. Well, sciatica. Yeah. But, like, there's a lot of red on his profile right now, but chase percentage and whiff percentage still, you know, chase percentage looks like 13 percentile, whiff percentage 46 percentile. So still not great on those areas. Maybe he's not chasing the slider low away as much as he did, but it's still not to a point where you think, okay, he's made a major change or a major difference there.
All right, someone said,
okay, his career on base percent is 319. It's currently for the year 378. And he didn't make the move to the leadoff until I don't know when, and that's when his numbers really took off too. So a career 319 on base average, which is currently at 378, is a pretty significant jump. So I get all the chase percentages and all that, but if you just look at on base percentage, pretty significant jump.
But he also did that when he was in the two hole at one point. Remember, he got hot when they put him in the two, when Dusty put him in the two hole, and then when he took him out of the two hole, he fell right off.
You laughing at two hole?
This is such a different show when it's Barry. It's just
hey, phrasing.
No, I'm not laughing at anything. Yeah. What are you talking about? We go from Brian and his
you know what I'm talking about.
Savant porn to your two hole. What?
You know what I'm saying, yes, though? He's one of those guys that I truly believe where he hits in the lineup matters, and it really does have an impact on the production that you get from him. Mm-hmm. And I don't buy into it for a single. I think that Altuve was telling the absolute damn truth about the fact that he felt rushed in trying to get ready for at-bats hitting.
You're
going
to tell me one of the greatest hitters, not just in this team's history, but one of the greatest hitters that we've seen in the last 15 years in baseball is rushed over 10 seconds?
Because
come
he's
on,
in,
fam.
Yes.
Because 10 seconds.
Barry, would
10
you not,
seconds.
But would you not respect it since he is one of the greatest hitters in Astros history? If he says running in from the outfield, it's kind of altered, and he was slumping at the time. He's not slumping now. It's made a difference. So don't you
know
think
why it's
that,
made a difference? Because Jeremy Peña, he's...
Come I'm on. Not buying
it. I'm not buying it either. I don't think 10 seconds makes a difference.
Where are you at, Brian? You believe that it was taking that he?
You think Altuve 10 seconds makes a difference to Jose Altuve?
You know, I always thought that was kind of a sham.
10 seconds,
yeah,
not 30.
Brian, by the
not
way,
not 25.
That he could
we're talking
from,
10.
Brian said he could get in from left field and be
damn
ready
right.
to hit.
You said you could right. get left
yeah. left field to home plate in 2 minutes. Yeah, that's all
and
we're
be
talking
ready
about.
To hit.
Oh,
from left field to home plate
I don't know
in
where
2 minutes.
Got 2 minutes from
because that's what the commercial break is. That's when you got to be ready to hit.
Yeah,
it's 2 minutes.
You would pass out.
I'm not saying I
would smooth pass out.
I'm they not would, saying I would be doing well, but would, I'd say I could get there and take a swing.
Yeah, but you would have to run the bases on a rascal electric scooter.
You think I'm getting a hit?
You would look like
you think I'm getting a hit to where I have to run the bases?
You would look
bases?
Like them heavy old women at Walmart on them electric scooters with the oxygen tank in your nose. Man, will you hand me that off the top
oh,
shelf?
A lot
baby?
Of them don't have like the oxygen
well.
Tank. They don't even have a medical. They're just
no.
using it because
yeah.
they can.
No. They're just using it because they're, yep, 100%.
Now, can I...
Keep
can
your
I,
mic off, man. Come on.
Yeah, can
man.
I get some pills for
I
this
thought
mic
you had,
stand?
Like, Taco Bell for lunch. Cause you man, just
no, this mic stand is still trash.
crazy stat of the day. Uh-huh. Brought to you by Ryan Spader, of all people. But he is a stat guy. Do you know who leads all of baseball with the best batting average in plate appearances with the ability to tie the game or take
oh,
the
actually,
lead
you know this.
This season?
I actually know this.
Mauricio Dubon.
No.
Not who?
Jake Meyers.
Really?
Jake Meyers is hitting .368 in plate appearances with the ability to tie or take the lead in a game this season.
Wow.
Which is the best in all of baseball.
In all of baseball?
In all of baseball.
Jake the Rake,
of the
baby.
World, Craig?
Like
of the world, Craig. That's crazy.
That is mind-boggling.
Yeah, that really is mind-boggling.
And if you want to ask me if I think that kind of stuff's going to continue,
hell no.
The answer is no, absolutely, no. unequivocally not.
Ain't no way.
All right, we're going to get to a break. We're going to continue to roll on. More of this and more discussions that go with it. Again, if you want to give us your input as to what you want to see from the second half of the season, a lot of good input so far, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on social media. It is the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FM.
ESPN 97.5.
Right. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hey! Time flies by. We got about the final half hour plus.
What?
In the show for today.
Already?
Yeah, how about
that?
That's
crazy.
Thought we would get in some of the commentary off of Twitch. No, I'm not. That's a mistake.
What?
Text. A fat guy in his underwear living in his mother's basement.
You leave King of Twitch alone. So 936 says, I don't know. Jake was pretty solid before that wall knocked him the out.
Hmm?
Yeah, but that's kind of where I was in the past about every plate appearance, every ball in the outfield. One, he looked like he was gun shy. He looked like he was very passive, deer in the headlights there. But from a hitting perspective, you never saw him look like he had an approach. You never saw him look like he was dialed in. This year, I can't take away from the fact that he has been extremely dialed in. You look at that stat that I said before the break. If he's the best hitter with a chance to tie the game or take a lead in a game in all of baseball, hitting 368, those are two things I never thought that I would put together. Jake Meyers and that stat.
Yeah, that's I'm that boggles the mind.
It really does. Someone said they thought that Jake changed his approach fundamentally at the plate, and if he keeps that up, he can be what he is. I still don't see it. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to take it away from Jake, and I don't want it to change. I just think that what I've seen and who he's been up until this point, up until this season, I just have not been. You're going to tell me that Jake's an elite hitter? I don't think so.
Dude. Who's saying that?
No, but I'm saying that you're essentially. Oh, because if you're of saying, that one yeah, stat. You're saying if no, he's going to continue to be.
Look, that's one of those things where, you know how people always say you can make numbers and stats
yes,
say anything
go
you
whatever
want.
Your narrative.
That's
is.
One of them because it's one of those one off circumstantial stats. Right? It doesn't translate to that Jake is an elite hitter or even a great hitter. It just means that he happens to find himself in those situations at times and comes through. So maybe Jake has just been clutch in clutch moments this season, but it doesn't mean he's elite or great or any of
those
other things.
You know what this tells me? Every dog has his day.
Hey, that's a good way to put it too.
Yeah. So I think that he's having his day. Do I think it's going to be a week and a month and a year?
No.
I don't. But you know what? Maybe, Brian, the answer to all of this is Jake was very kind to the door-to-door salesman that came to his house.
Oh, we don't need those.
And then was
he's not cursed
and was
like appeasing, that.
So he's not cursed.
I could be it.
I am cursed. I'm not going to lie.
409 says, Pena is coming into his prime just as Dana Brown expected, and he's elite. Jake has had a tough career with injuries, and what we're getting is house money.
I don't really disagree with that necessarily.
See, I don't think you call Jake house money because from a defensive perspective, Jeremy and I have had this discussion, and Jeremy is right. He has been very staunch on the fact that Jake's an above average elite defender.
Used to be.
I have a hard time seeing it, but I know that the numbers say that
I think
he is.
Jake used to be an above average an elite defender. To me, I think it's gone
his arm
down
is
a little.
Brutal.
Yeah, I think his defense is. Has regressed a little, but he's still good, but he's not
he
as good as he used to be.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I think he used to be elite. I just think he's taken a step back. But I will say this statistic seems to be undefeated, and it goes back to, man, when I used to play fantasy baseball through the mail back in my day. But there used to be this thing about when I was torn between who I wanted to draft, you know what my deciding factor was? Their age. The closer they were to 28, that is the magic number in baseball. That is when you find guys who hit their physical prime and begin to peak and start to, they're going to take off or they start to, you know, hit this moment in their career where they, guess how old Jeremy Pena is? 27 years old and 297 days. He is right at that age where physically you become mature. You're about what you're going to be for the rest of your career. You put it all together. Your hand-eye coordination is maxed out. That's kind of what's happening right now. And, I mean, that's why it's, again, kind of not surprising that, you know, you had that rookie kind of sensation thing, and then he's figuring things out. And now all of a sudden – put him at the top of the lineup, 28, developed, and there you go.
I mean,
it's weird. It's weird how that happens.
Yeah, I just look, and someone texted in and said that I'm essentially being negative nanny, and said Joel's trying to take the top spot from Buck Nasty and Silky Johnson with all this hate. I don't want it to stop, but I have to give you my honest opinion and my eye test of what I've seen, and I've seen basically almost every game that both guys have played since they become Astros. I don't even see George Springer. I don't see guys that have the kind of plate discipline, control, power, all the different things. When you're looking at them, am I pleased as hell? Am I hoping that everybody's right and I'm wrong, and that whatever everybody keeps talking about, well, they've made these changes in their stance, their approach at the plate. Am I hoping that all that continues? Absolutely. But am I realistic enough to say that I don't think it's going to? And I don't think even, you know, I think a lot of baseball guys would say, look, it's not fair to expect, the same way it's not fair to expect that Jeremy Peña is going to come off the ALCS MVP and the World Series MVP and be that player the rest of his career. I don't think it's fair to Jeremy Peña to say this is who he's going to be the rest of his career.
Why not? Why don't you think it's fair?
Because I think it's a lot to put on a guy that hasn't shown those numbers to this point in his career. Now, Ken, and even still, he's been so hot. Do I think that this is the kind of numbers
he's hot?
I think he's going to be extreme. No. I think he's going to have.
Come on, you think he's hot?
I think he's going to have.
You think he's
hot?
Is
it possible
right now
he could have above average offensive numbers going forward? Yes. Do I think he's going to have these kind of numbers every year? No.
Yeah, but is he hot?
It depends on.
Do you think he's hot right now? Do you think he's hot right now?
Is he lifting?
Do you think he's?
Is he shirtless while he's lifting?
I mean, because you know.
I don't know.
Look, I think that you know the. I don't see, nothing says that he can't, right? Why would you think he's not? If you let Correa go because you believed in the kid, why can't he be? That's the thing. Why can't he be? He was the heir apparent to.
I told you why. Because when I watch him, I see a guy that still chases bad pitches out of the zone. When I watch him, do I think that those kind of things are corrected? No. So, and the other thing is, and it depends on how far you want to take it.
Oh, I can't wait to read you this stat.
Do I ever think that that he's going to have the kind of power that you're talking about if you think he's going to be like Springer? I don't.
Oh, this is beautiful. George Springer's first year in the league, 126 OPS plus. Fourth year in the league, 141. Jeremy Peña's current OPS plus.
You know what they said, Brian, about everybody can find a stat that tries to back up their argument?
Jeremy Peña's current OPS plus is fourth year in the league, 141. First year in the league, 102. Oh, man. Look at that. I'm just saying, like, you got to give him time to. And remember now, they made Springer wait forever to get here, too. So he had much more seasoning in the minors than, you know, Peña ever got. And Springer didn't have to come in and replace an all-star and go do it on the biggest stage in the World Series. He came in when the Astros sucked in 2014. So Springer was eighth in Rookie of the Year voting.
You're going to have palatial.
Peña was fifth.
If you're right, you're going to look like Peña really
was fifth.
Good. If you're wrong, palatial Laminack Manor is going to be planted firmly on Bad Take Boulevard.
Springer made the All-Star team for the first time in his...
Oh, boy.
Fourth year.
Didn't see that one coming.
What? Come on. It's very eerie how this
says
is...
It's easy to forget. Not that easy. Jake
I won't let
said
you.
Jake was very good at the plate before he had the injury running into the wall. He looked awful last year. He seems to have found it again. It's been more than a year. You're also going to tell me that before he ran into the wall that he had a laser for an arm? Because, I mean, look, did he look a little different? Yeah. But I never looked at him at the plate ever until this year and thought that he was a good hitter. Is that me? Am I wrong?
No, not at all on that. No.
Brian? I mean, have you seen something that I haven't seen in Jake Myers that thought previously he was a good hitter?
I mean, he was good that rookie year, but like with both guys, but more so with Jake, like they both have more, you know, film being mediocre to just that average than they do having being above average and good. So I definitely think Peña could be this guy. Maybe it is as simple as fourth year, hitting leadoff fits him better, whatever. But I can't hold out, or I can't dismiss the possibility that this is a
fluke. Do you think he's going to be this player going forward for the rest of his career?
Not at this current level. I think he could be better than
Peña.
Yeah, Peña had been really. I think he'd been hovering 102, 103 OPS plus for the first 3 years of his career. I think he's better than that. Do I think he's 141? No. I think he's somewhere in between.
409 says, Joel, why do you hate Peña so much?
Guys, are we adding it to the list?
Yeah, guys chase bad pitches sometimes. Even guys, even guys banged Altuve. Well, I'm reading it as it's written.
Phrasing.
He might regress some, but try to enjoy Peña prime, man.
I'm saying.
I hope you're right. I'm not hating on him at all. I want him to be this player. But realistically, do I think he can maintain this type of player? No. By the way, 409, I'm the guy along with, and Jeremy and I were on the same page on this, that we both said he was an above average defender and people were giving us hell.
But you're acting like I don't know.
I'm acting like a realist, Barry. Not someone on the flagship that has to tell you what you want to hear.
Well, you're acting like he's...
Your dumbass said he's George Springer. Okay, fine.
But you're only a realist if you're right. Realist if you're right. If you're wrong, then you are a hater.
No, but I also didn't say he was, Ronald Acuna Jr. I just said he was George Springer. I didn't say he was, Bryce Harper. I didn't say he was Aaron Judge. George Springer's not at that level.
But if that is a leap, though, you recognize that. Peña's greatest home run year was 21. Springer had a 38 year. I mean, that's a big jump.
That's double, Barry. I mean,
almost.
Look, I'm using Barry Lytics. I'm listening at Lamalytics. I'm using that right now.
Let me take my shoe off. I can finish this math. Just give me a minute.
Can we just get done?
I know Analytics has those things out there.
Yeah, let's get back to the All-Star breakdown.
Okay.
Yeah. Someone says Joel thinks Dubon is hotter, more of a mousy-faced Latino.
Dubon. Oh,
You like the mousy-faced one?
No.
Son. Okay.
Is that your thing?
Yeah. No. Now, the Latino thing I can't argue with since I am married to
Track record.
Same.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't disagree on that front.
No, it's just the same guy that thinks that I don't like Peña. Jake had a 260 average before the wall killed him. Is that true?
The wall killed him?
I mean, this wall should be arrested right now. Yeah. There's an APB out for the wall right now.
Now we're just blaming the wall.
The wall was just standing his ground.
I can just see.
Can we also remember that he dove in for a baseball that separated his shoulder and messed him up too? It wasn't just the wall, people. Be fair.
I can just see Jake talking to his grandkids. I could have been great, but that damn wall, I tell you, the wall, kids.
Damn you, Brian. Just
tear down the wall.
Tear down this wall. Damn Brian to hell.
What happened?
Because he brought it up, and now the text has arrived.
Oh,
if you missed this, Barry,
I'm sure I have.
Someone is keeping a notebook tab on everything that I supposedly, I want to emphasize, supposedly hate.
Somebody hates that for me, too. Yeah,
hates puppies, kids, nickel corners, the Rockets, property taxes, beef fajitas, Draymond Green, trampoline park workers, coaches that run up the score in girls softball, when Branham checks out, Jordan Love, and Jeremy Peña. Sincerely, Peter.
I think there's more to that list.
I think mine's way longer.
But there's also ones that we've already specified several times need to be removed, the Rockets.
Mine might include sponsors.
See,
and...
Damn you all to hell, like I said. We got to go to break. We only got so many opportunities.
There's so many more things you hate.
Okay, well, give me some time to think about them. We'll see if we can add
Brian
to the list. Pete, put BMAC on there.
Yeah, we forgot Taylor Scott. We forgot food without ketchup.
Oh, yes.
The aquarium.
Shut up, Barry.
Lawn Talk.
Lawn Talk needs to be on there, too.
Watching good TV shows.
Now we're getting too long of a list. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with more. If you guys want to join in, I'll be the judge of that. 713-780-3776. Barry's microphone is showing him that he's not looking at Jeremy Peña. Killer bees.
He's so hot right now.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Well, he can't keep his microphone up.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now back to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Back wrapping up the show in the final 19 minutes or so. It's Barry and myself, BMAC, We will take you through the rest of the week as Jeremy enjoys some time off. Tomorrow we are going to be at McCormick and Schmick's in Town and Country, in the Town and Country area. Swing on through off I-10 and see us there. And then Friday we're going to be at East River 9, where we are normally are on any weekend of a major in golf. A great spot in Edo, so stop by and see us there as well. Register at both places to try and win our grand prize for the summer with all of our remotes on the summer circuit, which is the two e-bikes, which are just unbelievable prizes, valued at like over $4,000. And the only way you can get them is you can enter to win them, and you need to do that by showing up at some of our remotes and say hi.
Yeah, come out.
We don't bite, at least I don't, but Barry.
You know. Nah, I don't bite. I mean, I'm way nicer than you.
I mean, it just depends. the electric bicycle company, Power On Electric Bicycle Company, is providing those two bikes, and the registrations are at the promo table at the broadcast locations. McCormick and Schmick's tomorrow, and East River 9 on Friday, both 12 to 6. BMAC will be there because he'll be signing autographs. Some of them
line up now.
Pete responded back on the Joel's list of things that he hates and says, I tend to edit some things off the end at times.
Smart man. Mm-hmm. Because the list is so long. Yep. Smart man.
Pete's wife says that too.
Wow.
Just a bit. Unnecessary shot.
It's on the grossery list. You know,
aggressive. Okay.
All right. So as we kind of put a bow on this, look, I think just getting back to the overall big picture on this, to me, it's just the priorities stay the same. The fact is that from what I want to see from the Rockets for the second half, I mean the Astros from the second half, is essentially what we've seen from the first half that I wasn't expecting with all these injuries. If you just get healthy, and I'll leave the medical staff out of it, if they just get healthy, regardless of they make a move at the deadline or not, that's a team capable of winning the American League and competing in the World Series. From a pitching perspective, you get a couple of those arms back. I mean, God forbid if you get all of them back. Because now, we've said multiple times, you got a rotation that's capable of being one of the better rotations in baseball, all on the IL. You get some of those guys back, and now some of the guys that have been, like maybe you want to say they're overachieving or they've been doing great things for you, and you can move those guys to the pen, or you can strengthen your bullpen in the process, you're a better team. Yordan in the middle of your lineup, as you were talking about, I don't care where you put him, you're a better team. You know, Chaz McCormick hit a home run today down in Florida. Chaz McCormick continues to make some strides to where you don't have to put Cooper Hummel out there every day or close to every day. You're a better team. Mm-hmm. You know, do I want them to still go out and make a move at the deadline? I do. And we can talk about that tomorrow as well. But I really hope they make a move and try to strengthen this. I don't think they need help in pitching. I think they need an extra bat.
That's what's wild is I saw like they were making a list of potential moves. I was like top 40 free agent.
That's
top
a Seth Lugo move.
No,
or a starting pitcher.
It was like top 40 players that could get moved and who they might go to. And every starting pitcher or every time the Astros were listed, it was a starting pitcher. I was like, do you guys even watch the Astros or pay attention to baseball? Because that's not at the top of the list, because obviously if these, you know, arms get healthy, which is the expectation in the second half of the season, that's not the need for this team. It is a left-handed stick. That is what this team needs. Anybody that's watched this team knows that. Yeah, you're getting one back if Yordan gets healthy, but that's still what this team needs more than anything. Not a starter. Would it be nice? You can never have enough arms. I get all that. But come on, man. Like that's what this team has to have going into the playoffs.
I don't want to do this.
Crazy.
We don't have enough time to really
do it.
Absorb.
Do
BMAC.
It.
This is so impactful. But you know what? I'm going to do it anyway.
Do it.
Barry, you know who that bat's going to be? That left-handed stick?
Oh.
John Singleton.
Ah.
Okay. You know
what? I thought you were going to pull the old classic.
You want to talk about someone that is not the president of the John Singleton fan club?
It is that guy right there. I swear. I might have to boycott. I am not even. Don't. Are you
Big
serious?
John. He's coming back, baby. You want to bet me? He will be on the Astros again.
Better
between
not.
Now no. and September.
No. No. I no.
Yes,
why?
He is.
Why?
Because he might have a double dong game.
First of all.
Just saying.
First of all.
Oh, you're he's gonna get you. He's going
to
be there.
You're going to make BMAC go to Idiot Savant again if you talk like that. Second of all, there's no why
we've seen
this movie. You don't need to bring him back. Do you need what you just need? You need to give the other team outs? You need it's like, oh, you know what? We need a designated misser. That's what we need. Forget a designated hitter. We need a designated misser. What are you doing?
Barry.
I don't understand this team's fascination with this cat. Look, personally, I don't have nothing against this guy. I wish him well. I hope he has a fantastic career somewhere else. But I don't need to see John Singleton in an Astros uniform ever again. There's no reason to do this.
Is he better than Taylor Trammell?
Listen, all the blogger nerds can suck it because they came after me last year when I said that man does not belong on a major league roster.
I told you, B-Mac.
And they were like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. How'd that work out, nerds? How did that work out? That dude cannot hit. I don't care what you say.
Can he hit better than Cooper Hummel?
It doesn't matter, bro. It doesn't matter. You've seen that experiment. I would rather see somebody that we don't know long-term what they might be able to do. We know what he might be able to do, and that's nothing. Period. End of story. That man has been in this organization for how long now? Damn near a decade? And he's done jack squat.
Double dong game.
Doesn't matter.
Two home runs in
Joe,
one game.
Joe, you could go out and get a double dong game, bro. No. Stop this nonsense, no. Astros. Move on. You're wasting a spot. I'm so sick of this.
The day that they call him up, I'm just going to call Barry and go, he's back.
Bro, the day they call him up, y'all put me on suicide watch. I'm so sick of this man being on this team and having to, oh my gosh.
Joel basically just lit a match, threw it into the room, and walked away.
I told you, I wish we had more time in this show. Why? I knew what I was about to do.
Joel knew exactly what he was doing. Right.
This is insane to me. That they would even consider
this. But Barry,
he's
better than just about anybody at the bottom of your lineup right
now. Go find somebody that clears waivers for the Rockies. I don't care what you do. This is insane. You know what the definition of insanity is? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. That is what this is, man.
Today, I'm Dr. Phil. Barry philosophized.
He's
the fat black Cooper Hummel, bro. That's all this is. It's the same thing. It's the same result. An out. That's what it is. At the end of the day, it's the three true outcomes. Home run, Walker out. His is out. That's it.
I knew what I was
doing.
That's
it. Hummel's out. Singleton's out. What's the difference?
Yeah, but what does it matter?
What does it matter?
These guys bat flips, okay?
Oh,
Taylor
wow.
Trammell. Hey. Zach Short. Taylor Trammell.
God, this is insane to me.
Mike Corona?
Who is making this?
This should be your punishment for mistreating the door-to-door salesman. You have to watch John Singleton take it back.
He's coming back.
I want to know what person in this organization John Singleton has nudes of. How is this happening over and over? I just do not get this.
He's just good.
In what universe? I mean, am I in Stranger Things right now? Am I in the Upside Down?
Does Cooper Hummel have a double dong game?
He's really good.
It doesn't matter, bro.
Have you seen him in a space cowboy uniform? He is devastating, you know, man.
I am fighting
what
both of y'all in the parking lot.
Does Zach Short have a double dong game?
What did we say in the last three games? He's had two bombs and like 10 RBIs?
He's back-to-back five RBI games with three home runs. Yeah.
Who?
John Singleton.
Where?
Sugarland.
Oh, wow. Against AAA pitching?
Scenario.
Oh, man. Yeah. Against AAA pitching.
Against prospects.
Wow. Which he's always done. Man, he can really rake against AAA pitching. But then when you put him up here against pros who actually know how to pitch, let me know the results.
Okay. We're going to go to break. Barry's going to calm down.
My heart hurts.
Car wreck of the day.
So
coming
bad.
Up next, what do you guys got for car wreck of the day? Let us know. 713-780-3776.
You don't even need to guess. Zach. That.
It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FM.
ESPN 97.5.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
Give me your bone, you prick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
No, I don't want it in the butt. I want it in the rib cage. I want it to fill it.
What? If you could have heard what Barry was saying in the break, it would have equaled a lot of that Jeremy problem. God. Peter K, who keeps my Joel hate list, has now texted the show and said, new list, Barry hates John Singleton. Don't forget, Peter, to add door-to-door salesman.
Oh, and whoever keeps bringing John Singleton back to the Astros, add them to that list, too.
We got three on the first day, Peter. Keep them rolling.
Ugh.
There's that. God. All right, car wreck of the day. What do you got, B-Man?
So if you miss Chef Kate in the morning, she asked Dale. I guess Dale, she heard a different pronunciation with Dale's last name, Olea. She asked, hey, are you Hawaiian? No. Answer, no. His last name is Nigerian. It is not Hawaiian. Thank you.
That's hilarious.
Chef Kate makes great food. Picking up who's from Hawaii? Not so much.
That's hilarious.
Wish they'd make it for us. Mine is the gimmicky stuff going on in baseball.
Yeah.
What do you got? That?
Yes.
Okay. And then before we get out of here.
You're not nominating John Singleton?
Yeah, it's John Singleton coming back to the Astros.
Josh from Seabrook nominated Cheap Baseball Things. Jasper, to come finish up the show, said All-Star Gimmicks, Funny Car Wreck of the Day, Barry's Blood Pressure, Honorable Mention, Barry's Math in Baseball.
Kiss my ass.
Oh, we got to nominate Barry's All-Star
Game. Too late. You already did it. You don't get to add extras. Too late.
Lamalytics wins. I called it. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. You guys enjoy yourselves. Come on out and see us at McCormick and Schmick's tomorrow. B-Mac, what's next? Hall of Fame with Booker T at 7.
Yeah, Hall of Fame at 7 and Comic Cast with Michael Carroll at 8.
There you go. Have a great night, everybody.
No, I don't want it in the butt. I want it in the ribcage. I want it to fill it.
ESPN. 97.5.